Ave Maria, the solemn novena in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Day 5. The novena begins with the singing of the ancient Marian antiphon, the Tota Pulchra Est. The words in English are, "You are all beautiful, O Mary. You are all beautiful, O Mary. And the original stain is not in you. And the original stain is not in you. You are the glory of Jerusalem. You are the joy of Israel. You are the honor of our people. You are the advocate of sinners. O Mary, Virgin most prudent, Mother most merciful, pray for us. Intercede for us to the Lord Jesus Christ."
The little chaplet in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin Mary. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. Blessed be the Holy and Immaculate Conception of the Most Blessed Virgin Mary. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
By your Immaculate Conception, O Mary, make our bodies pure and our spirits holy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord,
In your conception, O Virgin, you were immaculate.
Pray for us to the Father, whose Son you bore.
Let us pray. O God, who by the immaculate conception of the Virgin prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son, we beseech you that as in view of the death of that Son you preserved her from all stain of sin, so you would enable us, being made pure by her intercession, to come unto you. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
We reflect on the writings of the great Franciscan theologian and preacher of the 15th century, St. Bernardine of Siena, who fostered devotion to the holy name of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In this reflection, St. Bernardine of Siena makes a rather bold statement that the whole world, after the fall of our first parents, was kept in being by God out of the love of the Blessed Virgin. Let us see how St. Bernardine explains this statement.
From the writings of St. Bernardine of Siena, that the Blessed Virgin is the noblest woman of the whole world according to the flesh. The first star or grace is called nobility, for the Blessed Virgin was the noblest individual and noblest creature of all the individuals or creatures which have been, could be, or could have been begotten with human nature. Indeed, Matthew, in outlining the three groups of 14 generations from Abraham to Christ, describes her as born of 14 patriarchs, of 14 kings, of 14 leaders. The first group from Abraham to David inclusive, 14 patriarchs. The second from David to the Babylonian exile, 14 kings. The third from the Babylonian exile to Christ inclusive, 14 leaders. Luke, also describing the nobility of her origin, beginning with Adam and Eve, extends his genealogy to God the Christ. Here it is demonstrated that the Lord Jesus Christ, who in heaven was without mother and on earth without father, received his entire humanity from the Virgin. And the dignities attached to this humanity, namely familial, so as to be called a son of David, and consanguinity, so as to have brethren of a noble line, all these he received from his blessed mother. And whence came it that he and the final leader, the final king, the final patriarch of the entire Israelite people, if not from the glorious Virgin? Thus it is quite evident that every bodily perfection granted the human race in Adam by the Lord was principally given so as to descend through many generations to the Virgin and through the Virgin Mother to terminate in Christ. Hence God commanded such cleanliness to the letter in his law, not only in human bodies, but also in vessels, in homes, in camping places, and in all things belonging to God's people, so that the people might preserve that nobility and cleanliness for the sake of the Christ. After Christ, that people had no other patriarch or king or leader, so that what Christ says of himself might be verified. The first and the last say this. The first, namely, whom God principally intended in his people, and the last, namely, patriarch, king, or leader in that people. Because, therefore, the evangelists describe in this maiden every distinction, gift, power, nobility, and dignity which might be in any human individual born according to the flesh, it is incumbent upon us, following their witness, to prefer her to all princes and princesses, queens and kings, emperors and empresses, and all powers, tribes, and tongues of the whole universe. But the whole world, after the fall of our first parents, was kept in being by God out of the love of the Blessed Virgin. The second star, or grace, is called conservation. For Mary alone, for many thousands of years before she was born, primarily and principally preserved Adam and his posterity in being. Indeed, in virtue of their transgression, Adam and Eve merited not only the penalty of death, but extermination. Divine justice, which knows no respect of persons, should not have left the sin of man, just as it did not leave the angelic sin, uncondemned in hell. But for the sake of that special reverence and unique love which he had for the Virgin, God kept the world in existence, because God loved her above all creatures. The first human beings were preserved from extermination and not returned to nothing as they deserved. The explanation of this is as follows. The Blessed Maiden was in the loins of Adam and his seed, and the power of producing the maiden was inherent in our first parents until it should be realized in the act. For of this maiden was to be born the Son of God, Jesus, who existing in Adam only in respect to his corporeal substance, was only to be brought forth from the Virgin and from no other person. The merciful God pardoned our first parents and did not annihilate them, because in so doing the Virgin would not have arisen, and consequently neither would Christ have been clothed with human flesh. To recapitulate everything in the few words, I do not hesitate to affirm that God effected every liberation and granted every pardon in the Old Testament solely out of reverence and love for the Blessed Maiden. In virtue of this reverence and love, God predestined her, foreordaining from all eternity that she be honored before all other works. On the exceedingly wonderful grace and glory of the Mother of God, we praise and invoke you, O Immaculate Conception, Mary, Mother of God, Perpetual Virgin, Holy Queen assumed into heaven. We greet you, Daughter of the Eternal Father, Mother of the Redeemer, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Temple of the Most Holy Trinity. We hail you, Immaculate Lady, eternally predestined by God to be the Mother of Mercy, the Mediatrix of all graces. In your freedom from all stain of sin, and in your fullness of grace, we contemplate the perfect image and first flowering of the Church as she is to be perfected in the world to come. Therefore, Immaculate Mother of the Church, we now confidently turn to you and ask you to obtain from your holy and beloved Son the favors we request in this novena. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to you.
Thank you for joining us in the praying of the Solemn Novena in honor of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the Air Maria Catholic Radio Network. If you would like to join us in the praying of the Solemn Novena in person, or to download the various readings used for the novena, log on to www.wombradio.com. That's www.wombradio.com for more information. Once again, thank you, and Ave Maria.